a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources
with Boyd Matheson.
You know, sometimes you listen to the radio and you just hear something that's like, bam, that's exactly what I needed in my day. And my day started this morning by an extraordinary story delivered by our good friend and colleague Lindsay Ertz from KSL News Radio. And she's actually joined me in studio to talk about this. I was driving into the office early this morning and I heard this story and I literally just pulled the car over, regrouped just a little bit. This is an inspiring story about perseverance, about heart. It is a Heart of Utah story. And Lindsay, give us a little backstory before we listen to a few of these clips.
Well, first of all, Boyd, thank you. And thank you for your text this morning telling me that, because it means a lot coming from other colleagues and professionals to have them comment on my work. But this story is not about me in any sort of way. This is about Kyle Brown, who has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of ALS. It's called bulbar ALS. So it's this bulbar onset. When you hear of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people know that from Lou Gehrig, the baseball player, and from the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Right.
But a lot of when you see these public figures with this disease, it's the limb onset
where
your limbs and the muscles and the nerves don't work, and then eventually they atrophy, right?
Yeah.
This is bulbar onset, which is a more aggressive form, and it starts in the mouth, in the tongue, in the lips, in the throat. And so Kyle's speech has started to deteriorate already in just his few months of official diagnosis.
Yeah, let's take a listen to Kyle describing that.
I started having trouble speaking, which is very clear now, but in December of 2020, it was very slight and just started progressing. This disease hits everybody different. It affects in bulbar onset, it will affect speaking, breathing, swallowing, and that's where it's hitting me now.
Such an interesting thing. And if you know Kyle, Kyle's a radio guy.
Yeah.
His voice, his ability to articulate is a big part of who he is.
Yeah, and that's how I know Kyle, from a podcast that he and I sort of co-hosted together, and I met him through a mutual friend. And so I do know him personally, and when I heard his story, I was like, I have to share this. People need to hear what he's going through right now and see the resilience that's coming out of it.
And that resilience started the day after he got the official diagnosis, proposing to his wife. Let's take a listen.
Look at this as maybe the end of me. In a way, I see it as the beginning, and it'll go forever.
That is just the sweetest thing that Kyle said to his bride. Now listen to this. After he got his official diagnosis, and if we have time, I'll tell you the story about how he got a misdiagnosis. But once he officially got this diagnosis confirmed, he proposed to his girlfriend that day. They were engaged 2 to 3 weeks. They planned and rode their bikes, because he's an elite cyclist, rode his bike to the top of Francis Peak with his bride. They were married in an impromptu ceremony, met up there by hundreds of their friends and family. And those were the words he said to his bride, as everyone in that audience and everyone that was there love and support them, but know that he has a clock.
Yeah.
We all do, essentially, but his has been given to him and
very
told
clear.
Him how much time he has left. 6 to 18 months is what doctors are giving him.
Oh, my goodness. And as you mentioned, Kyle is an elite athlete, a triathlete, and he is going to take on a big challenge. Just take a listen to what he's going to do and how he's going to do that in this triathlon.
He was diagnosed with ALS and did Ironman. And he's the only one I know of so far, at least with advanced ALS, who has done it.
So I've been, he of course has passed away some time ago. Special to be that, his parents and I have been in contact and communicating. I'm honored that they asked me to wear his number.
Yeah, so that's actually Kyle talking about an inspiration to him, a rider named John Blaze, who's a triathlete who has since passed away from this disease. And as you heard, his parents have asked him to wear that number in the Ironman 70.3 World Championship race that he is now training for. And that's the crux of this whole story, is that with this diagnosis, he is still training for this Ironman. You don't just sign up and do an Ironman. You have
this
to,
is not me running the 3K at
this
the...
This is not a couch to 5K. Right? You have to qualify for this. And in fact, I mentioned the misdiagnosis before. Kyle got this diagnosis, I believe, in March of this year. And then he went back like a week later and doctor said, no way. You're in peak physical condition. You have this one symptom, this slurred speech. This cannot be your diagnosis. He's vegan. He is like the epitome of health, right? And they said, there's no way that this is your diagnosis. And it was a few months later. In that time, he qualifies for the world championship Ironman with the best time ever. And then they come back and give him the official diagnosis and the time of 6 to 18 months.
Wow. So amazing and so inspiring that he would continue on that. At our house in our neighborhood, we actually have an annual 1K.
Yes.
1K donut run. Yes. It's over before it starts.
If there's donuts at the end of anything, I will run 26 miles.
It is a good thing. And Kyle, in classic fashion, as we've talked about, not just running for him, but running for so many others and really trying to raise awareness about this just very cruel, very difficult disease. Take a listen to this.
I'm okay. I know where I'm going. And for me, it will be an instant. And I feel bad for those that love me. And touching by their love for me. And I hate to see them sad.
So he is going to keep raising awareness. And I think one of the things that gives Kyle has always been quick-witted, sharp as a tack, and just such an incredible ability to articulate on the fly and to always have that touch of humor. And I'm going to have you talk to that in just a second, but I want everyone to listen that even in the midst of all of these challenges, all of this difficulty, all of this certainty in terms of how this part of his race ends, he still kept that sense of humor. Take a listen.
I'll finish, yeah, if it kills me. Because what have I got to lose? I mean, 6 months anyway, so.
Right? Like, these are the types of jokes Kyle makes. And if you know Kyle at all, you know this sense of humor. And so you're not offended by anything he says. It's just, this is Kyle, right? And so, yes, this is also a story of humor in the face of death. Like, how many of us could be so resilient and so just true to themselves as they're literally dying?
Yeah. I loved when you asked him about, you know, are you still going to compete? And he said, well, I have my number.
Yeah.
You know, I paid the fee.
I've already paid for it.
I qualified it and I paid for it. So of course I am.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's so great. Lindsay Ertz, brilliant storytelling as always, beautiful framing, very powerful story. Thanks for sharing that with
Thank
us today.
Thank you so much. You can hear more this afternoon. It'll air at 5:45 again on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Wonderful. 5:45.
Yep.
Part of our afternoon drive with Jeff Kaplan. You can hear the full story from Lindsay Ertz on someone who's just absolutely inspiring in the face of adversity and significant challenges. And that's a message we can all use today and every day. And that is the heart of Utah. That's what it's really all about. We're going to step aside for bottom of the hour news. When we come back, Gordon Smith is going to join us from BYU Law School, talk about a new initiative, new opportunities in Jerusalem that are compelling, important for all of us to understand. Stay with us on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads.
find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.